Give him more and more and more.
God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're just happy to be here today. And isn't the presence of the Lord wonderful? I love the presence of the Lord. And we just, it's so good to be in His presence and feel Him moving and touching hearts and changing lives. God has been working in Kay and my heart this year, and we felt like we were stuck. Have you ever felt like you were stuck? We just felt like we were stuck. And God sent a beautiful young woman to minister to us. She's 34 years old, and that's a big difference in our age. And we've had to learn some things, which we've learned. And we've taught her some things, which she's learned. And just God is so good. God is so good. And He's just moving by His Spirit. So just open your heart this morning. I want to tell you about, you know, when God is doing a new thing, it often looks like a construction site. Would you believe that? You know, we drove back and forth between Jamestown and Harvey several times this week as we were ministering in both of those places. And every time we came to that construction site and we had to get through that, you know, we were both groaning and moaning and doing all that stuff. But, you know, it's messy. A construction site is messy because God isn't finished. God isn't finished working. He's not finished doing what He wants to do. And I believe that's true in New Life, that God did a great work today. I felt it by the Spirit. But He's not finished. He's going to continue to do that work, and sometimes it's going to look messy. So it says in Revelation 22, it says, "Then he showed me the river whose waters give life, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of a broad way of the city also. On either side of the river was the tree of life, with its 12 varieties of fruit, yielding each month its fresh crop, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing and restoration of the nations." So God is doing a healing. He's working a healing. And as He works that healing in each of our hearts, He's going to send us out to take that healing. And so the river of life represents the gospel being preached to the nations. Revelation is being released in this hour to cause the body of Christ to fulfill its destiny. Don't you want to fulfill your destiny? I'm excited. You know, I thought sort of my life was over and God was done with me. I've done this for 35 years now. And I just thought, you know, I just sat down last year and I thought, well, this is it. You know, I couldn't think. I thought I'd done everything. I'd been everywhere and there wasn't anything left to do. And then God began to stir my heart to get me unstuck. And so I see that I haven't yet fulfilled my destiny. Kay just had her birthday this week. She was 77. And we keep going. You know, we've been going. We've had like 13 meetings this month, you know, as when we've been in North Dakota. So God is good. But I'm wondering today, tonight, have you sensed the Holy Spirit calling you to step into the river of God? Have you wondered if you are in the river? Have you wondered where the river is headed? Have you thought that maybe it would be easier and safer? I think Jeff said this morning, easier and safer to be a spectator rather than a participator. God is calling participators. He wants us to get all the way in to His move of the Spirit. So where is the river? The river of God is in you. It says in John 7:38 that out of your innermost being is going to flow rivers of living water. Out of your innermost being is going to flow that river of living water. It says in Ezekiel 47, It shows how the river of God begins small and grows deeper and deeper as we walk with Him. First of all, there's just a little trickle, and it gets our attention. It gets us a little interested. And we're standing on the riverbank, but as we hunger for more of God and our hunger grows, we think maybe we better take off our shoes and socks just because we might get our feet wet. We begin to test the water. You know how you go to the beach and you stick your big toe in the water to see if it's cold? That's what this is like. You stick your toe in to see if it's cold, and then you pull your foot out. But as we do that, you know, we're going to get our feet wet. And we begin to test the waters. And pretty soon the water comes up to our ankles. And the water of salvation flows into our life. And we're excited. How many of you were excited when you got saved? I was excited. When I got saved, my life changed. My whole life changed. And I was so grateful for that. Sometimes when we get saved, that happens to us. We're born again. We're content for a little while. But somehow we know there's more, and our hungry hearts cry out for more. And as we cry out for more, we know that the water is coming up a little higher. It's almost up to our knees now. And this is our call to prayer. When the water comes to our knees, that's our call to go in, to get on our knees before our Father in intercession, in prayer. So revival is birthed out of intercession. And every time we come to new life, we can tell you're in a new place. Every time we come, you've moved on, you've moved ahead, you know. And we know there's fights, or not fights, but there's battles, there's spiritual warfare. Well, maybe there's fights. Kay and I have fights. Yeah, we do fighting. Oh, boy. But, you know, I think... But revival is birthed out of intercession, and God uses His intercessors to birth His purposes. God is using you to birth His purposes, and the Holy Spirit is drawing us to a greater place of intimacy with the Father. God is calling us to come into the secret place, to come and be with Him. And so we're now in waist-deep water. We go from a place of prayer to a place of intimacy. And it's like the secret place. We go enter into that secret place. And the secret place is a place of peace and rest and security and joy in knowing Jesus. The final preparation of the bride is taking place. You know, when you got filled with the Holy Spirit, remember that day? I remembered when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I couldn't even do anything else but speak in tongues for like 3 days. You know, I couldn't even speak in English. I had to walk up and down the streets of in the town where I was going to college and just spoke in tongues. It was really awesome. So we're born again, and we're hungry, and we're crying out to God. And I think the final preparation of the bride is taking place in the secret place. And God's bride is going to be a bride of worshiping warriors. And so it seems like maybe you've sat down, maybe you're thinking, this is a good place to stay. But no, God has so much more. There's so much more that God has for you. There's so much more that God wants to pour into you and release into you to cause you to fulfill your destiny. But there's more. There's much, much more. Finally, we come to a place in the river where only our head can be seen. We come to a place of revelation. And in that place of revelation, the body is no longer visible. The body is no longer visible. We're no longer the focus of attention. All of a sudden, we lose control. You know, I always like to be in control, but in the last few years, God has been teaching me to let go of control and trust Him. And that's a big thing, to learn to trust God in that place. And so as we trust Him in that place, we realize that we've been swept up into a current that's unstoppable, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit. In that place, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and we begin to flow in the rivers of living water, waters to swim in. God is releasing us in that place. The water is rising. The water is rising in Devil's Lake. The water is rising in North Dakota. As we've traveled across this state this week, we've seen that happening in many places where we've been going. That's when we're going to see the glory. You know, we want to see the glory of the Lord. We want to see His presence come down. We want to see God do a mighty work. We want to see lives changed. You know, the hour is late. The harvest is ripe. We need to be reapers. You know, there's lots of people in the body of Christ, but there's not many laborers. We want to raise up laborers and workers to go out into the harvest, to reap the harvest, to bring the harvest in. So every river has three characteristics. The river touches everything in its path. Number one, the river is a source of life. Everywhere there is life, there is growth. You can always tell where life is. There's always growth. Number two, it produces a mighty force. The power of God comes into a place and it begins to remove the debris in its path. That's exactly what God did at New Life today. He was removing some debris that we had in our lives that caused us to be stuck. It creates a course of direction. Prayer and intercession and evangelism is causing us to reach the harvest. It says in Ezekiel 47, verse 9 and 10, "So everything will live where the river goes." That means that all races, all tribes, all nations, all people, churches in every geographic location, north, south, east, and west, they're going to be a source. They're going to be a source of life. They're going to be a source as people respond, as people step into the water. We're being swept into a divine course of direction. God has a divine course of direction for New Life. I believe He has a divine course for Pastor Jeff and for Carol. And so as they step into that next place that God has been preparing them for and preparing the church for and preparing each one in this body for, as they step in to that next place, we're going to see God begin to do things. So we won't be able to get off the shore. We're not going to be able to stand on the shore. We're going to get off the shore. We're going to get deep into the water. We have to get all the way in. You know, God is says our nets are full. If you cast out your net, God is going to put in your net a big ingathering of the harvest. You know, I've thought over the years, the gifts of the Spirit cause people to come into a church. The gifts cause them to come in, but it's the fruit of the Spirit that keeps them. It's the fruit that keeps them in the body. So, you know, we have to cast out our net. We have to have our net full of love and joy and peace and kindness and patience and goodness and gentleness. And, you know, it's difficult sometimes to have all those fruits of the Spirit in your life. But as God works in your heart, as you surrender, God is going to produce more and more of those fruits in your life. I believe that God is releasing a prophetic word. A prophetic word like a trumpet is to bring direction, and it's going to be a clear sound. Part of the purpose of the prophetic is for watchmen, gatekeepers, and intercessors to see and discern the times and what's ahead, what's in the distance. It says, blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, point the body of Christ in the right direction, while all the time looking and discerning which way to go. You know, bringing warning to be prepared, to get ready, to watch out for the rocks and the stumps and the undercurrents. You know, when the waves come, don't be afraid. Ride the waves. Just embrace the waves and just ride them all the way into the shore like those guys on their surfboards do. They just wait to catch a wave and they get that wave and they ride it all the way into the shore. So God is calling us in this time to make a new commitment. The river is flowing, and the river is beginning to touch the dry ground. You know, we've ministered in Nebraska and out on Fort Peck on the reservation. We've ministered all over North Dakota and into Nebraska and Montana. And, you know, we've baptized people. I think I've baptized about 100 people in Nebraska. And what a thrill that is to baptize a new convert. And I love that. But God is saying, you know, the river is flowing. And everywhere the river goes, there's going to be new life. In the book of Habakkuk 2:14, it says, and it comes to pass, the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The glory of the Lord is going to fill all of the earth. So he's calling us into his presence. He's calling us to worship. He's calling us to prepare a highway for our God. He desires to bring us into a place of visitation of his presence. You know, he doesn't want to just visit us. He wants to make us a habitation. He wants to make us a place for God to dwell in, to bring renewal and to bring revival. And some of these places are going to be little places out of the way that maybe no one has ever heard of. Some of these places won't be known or be made famous, but there will be an ingathering in these little places, an ingathering of the harvest, an ingathering of souls. So there's going to be a release of the word of knowledge, of the gifts of healing. I loved it today when Pastor Jeff had you step out in your gifts. You know, he said, if you have a gift, you use that gift. And, you know, so many times, Pastor, we pray for people and they receive a gift, but they don't ever get to use it. You know, and that's a shame. That hurts my heart. You know, we prayed for a lady the other night in Jamestown, and God said she had a gift of healing. And one of the ladies that was in the group said, you know, when somebody needs a healing, we should call on that lady to pray for her, you know. So that's exciting what God's showing us in that area. The gift of healing, the working of miracles. God wants to release miracles. I believe that more than I can hardly stand here, that God wants to bring miracles. He wants to bring a release, not only of healing, but of the working of miracles and a healing stream that's beginning to flow. The gifts of the Spirit are flowing from God's vessels with a pure flow of accuracy. And there's healing and deliverance and restoration. It says in Psalm 46:10, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. There is a stream whose city makes glad the city of God. Life and provision is going to flow steadily in the river. There's going to be joy and peace and growth and restoration in the river and blessings in the river. You know, God wants to bless us, but we live so far below even thinking we can receive it. You know, I don't want to get myself in trouble here. Anyway, God is good though, and he's faithful. And he wants to bless us, and he wants our hearts to be open, you know. So many times we settle for so much less than God wants to bless us with, that God wants to give us. And so it's time for the apostles to come forth. It's time for the prophets to begin to mature and to walk in their calling and fulfill their ministry. It's time for evangelists to share the good news. It's time for pastors to watch over and care for the sheep in the house. A spirit of cooperation. That's what we need. That's what we're praying for. That's what we're longing for. A spirit of cooperation will flow in the river. The fivefold ministry will learn how to flow together in the river to complement one another. Not to be against one another, but to work together. And I believe that God is raising up the fivefold ministry in New Life Fellowship. God is raising that up in this house. And there's going to be unity and power and prosperity and growth and agreement. And there's going to be an embracing of other ministries. So many times people think, well, this is my ministry, and I don't want anybody else to come in, and I don't want anybody else to touch it, and I don't want to share it. But God says we are to reach out and we are to embrace other ministries because they have gifts maybe we don't have. Maybe they have a word from the Lord that maybe we haven't heard. And so we need to be open to that. God is going to give the keys to the storehouse to the apostles, and he's going to use them to release great supplies from his storehouse in the last days. You know, finances. It says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Have we received that yet? I don't think not fully. The wealth of the wicked is laid up. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And I think even real estate. God is going to release even real estate to come into the hands of believers. And he's going to release property. Some of you maybe own property. God's going to use that to bless that. And so the apostolic is to establish, it's to guide, it's to govern, it's to build. And the prophetic is to speak the word of the Lord, which puts things in motion. And so the prophetic word causes the river to rise. You know, every time we come to new life, the river's up higher than it was last year, right? I mean, I believe that. We walked in and I just felt, you know, the river is coming to a new point of rising. So I think that when the river comes into a place, new ministries are activated. It's because they're needed. That's why they're activated. And God is establishing his order. You have gifts and ministry in you, many of you, but some of you are waiting. You're waiting for the appointed time. You're waiting maybe to be released in that next place of ministry. I think that as we wait, you know, God is going to release us. We have to be in submission. It's important that we learn how to be in submission to leadership. That's a sort of a hard place because God wants to teach us that. God wants us to submit to the one over us in leadership. And if we'll do that, God is going to bless us, you know, as we yield to him. New ministries are going to come forth. We know as the trumpet sounds a call to repentance, that repentance brings revival. They go hand in hand. And tears are the beginning of revival. When our heart is touched with what touches God's heart, brokenness. We remember, I don't know how many years ago that was, Kay and I have talked about this, when Pastor Jeff laid up here on the floor and cried, I think the whole service. You remember that? I remember that. I'll never forget that. Because God was doing a deep, deep work. He was doing a deep work of brokenness. And that brokenness and that travail produced fruit. Because we see the fruit in many of your lives. We see the fruit in new life. And so God is working by his Spirit. I believe in the next season, there's going to be an explosion of the youth. I believe that God is calling forth the youth. He's calling forth the millennials. I guess that's what you call them, right? I don't know. I'm old, so I don't know about that. But I know that God is calling them forth. And they have needs, and they need us. They need us to speak into their lives. They need us, and they're saying things to us that I think we need to hear also. And this new person that God brought into Kay and I, into our ministry, it's been the two of us for 30 years. And I've been on the road for 35 years. And now God brings this new young woman. She loves God with all of her heart. She has the gifts of the Spirit. She's baptized in the Holy Spirit. And God brought her, and God showed me the cycle of life. And it's like as my ministry winds down, her ministry is getting ready. We're getting ready to launch her forth into her ministry. And I said, someday we're going to sit and listen to her preach, and we're going to be blessed because we were obedient to what God said to us. And I never, ever in my whole life ever imagined doing something so intense as that. I mean, talk about, anyway, we've been learning a lot of stuff, and her favorite thing is to get me healthy, you know, so she always says to me, you shouldn't drink Diet Coke, and I say, I have drank Diet Coke for more than 60 years. Sometimes I've drank Diet Coke 3 times a day for 60 years. You know, I don't drink coffee, I don't drink tea, I just drink Diet Coke. Well, she just thought that was so awful. She said, just take a gun and go, you know. I'm thinking, is this so bad, you know? But I'm getting better. I'm drinking more water now. And that's, thank you. But, you know, it was a battle, believe me. And so God, I said, why is she like that? And she said, I just want you to be healthy. I want you to live a long time. I want you to be on the road preaching, you know, for a long time. You know, and here I am thinking I'm done. Well, didn't work like that. So God is raising up. He's raising up the young people. He's raising up, and you know, sometimes you'll say something to them and they might not like it, you know, and we've discovered that. But she came to me one day and she said, you know, I have to learn to respect you enough that I'm able to speak into your life. And if she would do that, I told her, I would listen. I might not do it. But I am trying, right? So Jesus does not base the direction of your life on the river. God bases the direction of your life on what you're doing for the kingdom. You know, and the river is rising all around us in every place. It's His divine purpose that your life, that you may fulfill your calling. You know, we've walked so far below our calling. God says, rise up. Rise up. Step out in faith. Begin to pray. Begin to prophesy. Begin to declare. You know, we need to declare by the Spirit of God the word of the Lord. And so the body of Christ needs to know that, you know, it's time to discern. It's time to discern the times and the seasons. God's word says to everything there's a time, and to everything there's a season and a purpose under the heaven. And so as we embrace that, as we learn to discern the times and the seasons, we're in a place of change. We're in a place of seeing how one season is changing and another season is being released. When God changes our direction, He's calling us to leave the old place and to get into the new place. I remember one day the Lord spoke to me and said, I can't bless you in the new place while you're standing in the old place. I can't bless you in the new place while you're standing in the old place. And I'm saying, well, God, how do I get out of the old place? You know, I'm willing. And I'm going to try to be obedient when you speak something to my heart, but I want to get out of that old place. And so in the new season, we're going to have a greater release of prophecy. We're going to have new vision is going to be established. A mantle of restoration is going to fall upon us. And we're going to be healed, and we're going to be made whole from some things of the past. We carry a lot of garbage from the past. And sometimes we've just pushed it down and haven't even recognized it or haven't even asked God to heal us from those things that are way down there. But in the new season, God is going to release us from those things in the past. And so new strategies going to be revealed. We're going to claim our inheritance, and we're going to defeat the enemy, and we're going to press behind the veil in true worship, and we'll see a release of the gifts of healing, and we're going to see a release of the working of miracles. And so, you know, I think that prayer always brings repentance. Prayer always brings repentance, which brings renewal to the church. This is why revival is going to cause the lost to be saved. It says in Jeremiah 8:20, it declares, "The harvest is past. The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved." That broke my heart. The summer is past. We missed it. We missed that season because we were thinking about ourselves. We were thinking about what we want, what, you know, all that stuff. And we missed it. We missed the harvest. But God is giving us another opportunity. He's giving us another opportunity. The season of harvest is passing quickly in many nations. And for every generation, it says from generation to generation, they're going to rise up. We're going to see the mighty acts of the generations that are coming after us. The Lord is going to speak some unexpected things to us in this next season. Be listening. Have your ears open and be listening, because I believe God is going to speak specific things to your heart that He wants you to do for the kingdom. And so as He speaks, as He speaks these specific words in the next season, let go of the old mindsets. You know, this is bad. The old mindsets are the old ways of doing things. He says, be teachable. Be teachable in the new place. You know, be teachable when God begins to speak something new to your heart. We are about to experience a season of suddenlies. I am declaring today a season of suddenlies. Things are going to happen suddenly in your life. Things are going to happen suddenly at New Life. Things are going to happen. And so whatever He says to you to do in this next season, just do it. Just do it. You know, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to pray about it. I mean, if you hear God say something to you, just do it. Step out and just do it. So what time is it? I think it's time to seek the Lord. And where is the river headed? The river is headed from refreshing to revival to harvest. And it's later than you think. It's later than you think. And so are you swimming? Are you swimming in the healing waters? Are you allowing the river to flow? Or is the river just passing you by? Are you just out there floating and the river's passing you by? Stay in the flow of the river. Stay in the flow and receive God's direction. God is calling us. He says He's calling us to be fishers of men. He says, cast out your net. He said, there's fish in the river, but they're hiding. They're hiding. You have to have the right kind of bait. You can't use one kind of bait for all the fish. You have to have the right kind of bait to cast out your line to reap a harvest. And so as you do that, stay in the river, stay in that flow. You know, the river of God has been flowing since Calvary. The river has been flowing since Calvary. The river of healing and direction and new beginnings. God wants to bring a new beginning. He wants to bring a new beginning. And you know, we're in a time of transition. We are in a time of transition, and we need revelation. And there are birth pains. There are birth pains in the body, and they're increasing. And when you're in transition, it's a difficult time. This is a time when a woman feels, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. I can't go any farther than I've already gone. You know, once you're pregnant, you're pretty committed. Think about that. Can't change your mind. Can't wish it didn't happen. Only the vision of what is being birthed. Only the vision of what is being about to be birthed causes the end result. You have to endure, though, and you have to persevere toward the goal. What's the goal? Bringing forth that baby, that point of delivery. We usually hear the voice of the doctor or a coach encouraging us to move forward. It keeps us going. In our case, it's the voice of our encourager, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is calling us. He's calling us to that new place. He's calling us to surrender. He's calling us to say, God, whatever it is that you want me to do, whatever it is that you're speaking to my heart in this hour, here I am. I'll never forget that many years ago we were at an Aglo big state convention, and there was this woman, and her name was Matilda Kiffner, and she was a Mennonite. She's just a simple woman. And she got up there and she said, you know, I told God, everything I am and everything I'm not, I'm yours. Everything I am and everything I'm not, I'm yours. And you know, if we would make that kind of commitment, you know, God doesn't expect us to do things that we can't do, but he expects us to do things that he empowers us to do. And so as he is empowering us with the Holy Spirit, we're going to do things for the kingdom of God. We're going to reach out. We're going to reach out to the lost. We're going to see signs and wonders. We're going to see miracles, you know, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see what God is doing. I'm excited for the next place of the Spirit to come. Just as the Spirit came this morning to touch our hearts and to fill us, God is going to bring us to that next place. So will you bow your heads? Father, we love you today. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each one in this place. Father, we pray that you would bless them. Father, stir up the gifts of the Spirit in them. We call forth those gifts. Father, we call forth the ministry in each one. Father, we release them to that place of touching, of pouring out. Father, we thank you. And God, we praise you. If there's one here today, God, that doesn't know you, we pray that you would draw them to that place of surrender, that place of saying, yes, Lord, I love you. I want to receive you into my heart. Father, if there's one that needs to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, fill that one, God, with your power. Father, as we just come to you, as we wait in your presence, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to give some time to pray for them, but we're going to receive an offering for Lois and Kay and their ministry. So if you would prepare to do that, the other offering we normally would take, we're just going to leave back here. And if you want to leave a gift for New Life Fellowship today or offering today, just put it in the basket. It'll be back there. So that'll say general offering. Chris, would you run this back for me by Kevin? So general offering will be back there, but we're going to receive our morning offering for Lois and Kay. And just ask the Lord what he wants you to do, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that as you provide for each and every work that is established, Lord, you supply it. And Lord, I pray that we get to be a part of that today, that the word that's been invested in us today will once again produce fruit for the kingdom. And we thank you for the messenger. Thank you for the word that has been spoken. And we pray that it continues to minister to us and direct and guide us as we see that fivefold ministry continue to come through to minister in this place. So we love you and honor you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If I can get a couple guys to help me.